Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this privilege to talk to your people. Your word is so right and so powerful and so holy. What a miracle that in these last days you're still using men, women, boys, and girls in your service, and you're still supplying preachers that will teach your people the word. I pray now that as I share this word that you share with me, that as a congregation we will be blessed in the precious name and the unmatched name of Yahuwah and His only begotten Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Master and our King. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Beginning at verse 13. And I want to read several verses, but we're really going to only focus on two. Enter. Ye, which means you enter at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which lead unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware. Somebody see that in your Bible? Beware of false prophets. Which means there are false prophets who come to you in sheep clothes. Do you see that in your Bible? Now, what is more harmless than a sheep come to you in sheep clothes? But inwardly, they are ravening wolves. You know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. You know, a good tree can't bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not good fruit is hewn down. That means cut down. And cast into the what? Oh, come on in here. Help me, somebody. Fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But who's getting in? But he that doeth the will of, my Father.
He who does what my Father says
which is in heaven. Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Uh-oh, got some prophets going to hell. Have we not cast out devils? We got some devil casting, some exorcists going to hell. And in thy name done many marvelous and wonderful works. We got some marvelous workers going to hell. Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do with them, I'll liken him unto a wise man which built a house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. It was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and do with them not shall be like a foolish man. I mean, if you hear the word and don't do it, you're like a fool. Build his house upon sand. This foolish man don't build his house on sand. Who builds a house on sand? And the rain descended and the floods came. And the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. A whole lot of houses about to fall. I'm trying to tell you that. It's coming. That's judgment day. It's coming. And it came to pass when Yahushua, which is his true name, had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine or at his teaching. They were shocked. And this is what they said. For he taught them as one having authority, ooh, and not as the scribes. The narrow way, that's our name of our lesson, our sermon. The narrow way, you may be seated. That's our sermon for today. The narrow way. Look at your name. Look, please look at somebody and tell them the narrow way. I don't think we got it. Find somebody else. Look at them. Say, the narrow way. The narrow way is, if you please, the hard way. But the narrow way is the right way. This particular word in the Greek translation, because the Greek is a translation from the original Hebrew. Amen. They done found the book of Matthew in Hebrew. So we know that this is a translation. But in the Greek translation, this enter ye at the straight gate is in what's called the aorist imperative tense. Don't let that throw you. It just simply means this. It demands a definite and specific action. It demands it. Yahushua makes a statement, but it is not a suggestion. It's a command. I command you to do what? Enter in the straight gate. Wait a minute. Hold on, preacher. I just like looking at the gate. It's a pretty gate. It's a nice gate. What is it? And I admire people who have the courage to go in the gate. Matter of fact, Pastor, I'll be honest with you. You're my rabbi. I thank you for being
inside that gate. Matter of fact, I appreciate the fact, Rabbi, that you are walking on the narrow way. But for me, nah. Mm-mm. I ain't going in there, because if I go in that narrow gate, then I'm gonna be like you. And I can't be like you. See, everybody around town talking about you. You in that narrow gate. I can't be like you. I'm not gonna be identified as some kook. I'm not gonna be identified as some fanatic. I'm not gonna be identified with quote unquote some cult. I'm gonna let my pastor in the gate. Yeah, I want a pastor, I want a rabbi who's through the gate, the narrow gate, but I want to stay on the broad path with everybody else. Wait a minute. Yeshua said, don't admire the gate. Don't admire the ones who have went through the gate and now on the narrow path. He said, you enter that straight gate. Do you know that there's a lot of folk who, when they read the Sermon on the Mount, admire the principles of the Most High, but have already made up their mind they ain't gonna follow nothing he say? But I like to read it, but I ain't doing none of that. Are you crazy? Starts off talking about blessed are they that mourn. I ain't finna do no mourning. Blessed are the peacemakers. But I ain't trying to make peace. I'm trying to get my way. I wish I had a witness in here. I'm talking about it starts off like this. Blessed are the meek. No, I ain't gonna be weak. Ain't nobody gonna walk over me. This sermon got a whole lot in there. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Oh no, I didn't sign up for this Christian thing to be talked about. Mm-mm, I ain't taking it that far. We admire the principles of the Sermon on the Mount. If someone compels you to go 1 mile, go two. Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, that's a beautiful Christian life. No. You go two. No, I ain't going two. I ain't going one. But I really like that you wrote it down. Thank you. If someone slapped you on the cheek, turn and offer him the other. Say, no. That's beautiful writing. That's for you, Yehoshua. And that might be for my rabbi, for my pastor. But it ain't for me. Somebody sue you and take your coat. Make sure you go in your closet and get the matching overcoat. Amen. You know, you bought it as a set. If they sue you and win, don't let them walk out halfway. Make sure they have the whole set. Oh, no. That's good for you, Reb. Mm-hmm. Good for me. In other words, we have to look at a text where the Most High commands us to go in. Do you see it in your... Many people respect and praise Yehoshua, but never obey one thing he tells them. He said, go in the front gate, go in the narrow gate, go in that rough and difficult gate, the one that you got to squeeze through. That one, go in. We said, no, I ain't going. So, well, which one you gonna go? How about that big old gate over there? Which one? That one, that broad gate. You know, the one that got double swinging 40-foot door. What about that big old gate right there? You want me to go through this little bitty old gate? I got to turn sideways and stoop down to get in. When is this big old huge gate over here?
I tell you what, Yahushua,
I'm going to go through this big wide gate.
You and the pastor and a couple of teachers, maybe Elvis, a couple of others, y'all can go through that narrow gate and walk. But we going through this big old gate over here because everybody else going through that one. So let me tell you what happened to me. So I realized something. This might sound elementary, but it's deep. It really is two gates. There's really two gates. We ain't all on the same path. And we didn't all come through the same gate. Some folk went through a different gate, and they're on a different path. Now, let me help you. Can I help you? At one time, all of us were on the broad path. All of us on that Broadway, broad path, wide. But the question is, who'd you find? The question is, where are we going? Yeah, we was all on the road, but where were we headed? According to the manuscript, we were headed for destruction. I'm gonna let that sink in. We was on our way to be destroyed. But it was a big old gate. And it was a whole lot of folk. How in the world were we wrong when we were walking with the crowd? Pastor, I don't understand you. And your teachers, you got up at that church. See, ain't the definition of a cult when a small group of people do their own thing? First of all, y'all know I'm from the country, and one of my sins I'm still working on is proper speech. Amen. I pray that I keep my speech godly and edified. So I have to be careful when I talk, that my language stays in the category of G-rated. Amen. I have to be careful, because we get definitions for certain things that are not biblical definitions. I'm going to help you see something today, and then I'm going to get out your way. Modern day, not ancient. Modern day church or churchianity is a cult. I want to say that. They on the wrong path. It's wide. The idea of the wide gate versus the narrow gate is that the broad gate has what seems to be on the surface freedom, liberty, free from the law, free from Yahuwah, free from anything. It's a broad way. I can do whatever I want. That's a broad way. I told you two ways, right? Right and wrong. a good way, an evil way. There's a way to heaven, and there's a way to hell. There ain't no middle way. They used to call it straddling the fence, but you can't straddle the fence if the fence is 20 feet tall. You're going to tap something trying to straddle a 20 foot tall. I wish I had you listening to me. You can't straddle this fence. You're going to be either on one road or the other. The master said, go in the narrow gate. We said, no, we want the wide one. Why? Because the broad gate is attractive. You want me to go through this little bitty gate, look like an alley. And then there's another gate. Watch this now. That leads to Broadway. Y'all ain't never heard that song on Broadway? Y'all never been on Broadway? Everybody trying to get to Broadway. It's where I can do my own thing. It's where I can be somebody. It's where the whole crowd is. It's where all the world is. Let me tell you something. There's a Broadway. When I first started teaching this lesson, you know what I thought the master was talking about? I thought he was talking about the way of the world versus the way of the church. That's what I thought at first. But on closer examination, I discovered that's not what he's talking about at all. Because when the Most High wrote this, when he gave it to his son to deliver to us, he never had in his mind the atheists. Mm-mm. Atheism is something new. In his day, everybody followed some kind of religious culture full of rules and regulations. And what he did was he lumped all of them in one category, called it the Broadway. He said, everybody on that road. Okay. Do you see that big old idol standing up in here that they brought in here? You know that come from Babylon? That's a Babylonian practice. Jeremiah warns us. Now this is a community center. But this ain't no temple. This is a community center. We meet here. But that was brought into the quote unquote church by people who didn't like being on the narrow way. They said, man, I can't be on this way. Why? Because I can't do what I want on this way. On the Broadway, you can do whatever you want. Look, on the Broadway, you can be a cross-dresser and call yourself Madea and make millions of dollars on the Broadway, thinking you're on your way to heaven. On the Broadway, you can be a homosexual and pastor one of the biggest churches in Dallas. I didn't say T.D. Jakes, I just said you can be a homosexual. On Broadway, you can get married. Matter of fact, your pastor could be a lesbian on the Broadway. I'm trying to show you what's on the Broadway. On the Broadway, you can have Santa Claus. On the Broadway, you can have Black Pete. Y'all do know that Black Pete is Santa Claus. It's the demon. The white skin of Santa Claus is Black Pete's mask. And anybody that's original Hebrew from the land, you sure shouldn't be celebrating no quote unquote Christmas when the whole celebration is making fun of you as a black demon. Look it up if you don't believe me. It's a one-click search. Type in Black Pete. Right now on your phone if you want to while I'm preaching. I don't care. You see it.
You making this up?
But on the Broadway, you can have Black Pete. On the Broadway, you can have a reindeer whose nose glows. On the Broadway, you can have grown men butt naked shooting arrows at men and women and making them fall lustily for one another. On the Broadway, you can have Easter egg coloring contests. Didn't I tell you we was all on the Broadway at one time? On the Broadway. You can have your own day of celebration. Mother's Day. Yeah, come on. Father's Day. Yeah. Veterans Day. On the Broadway, you never have to ever celebrate one of y'all's days. On the Broadway. On the Broadway, men would rather switch than fight. And on the Broadway, women would rather fight than switch. I'm talking about that Broadway. Ain't no judging on the Broadway because you do your thing. Come on in here, somebody. I do my thing. What's the new saying right now that people say, don't judge me. Don't judge me. We all out here on the what? Broadway. You can slang dope on the Broadway and go to church and the pastor will have you stand up and recognize you for giving an offering to support the building fund. Come on, he ain't that bad. Gonna give so and so a hand. No doggone well, he's a dope dealer. That's all on the Broadway. I said, so do what you want on the Broadway. Then when you try to tell a Hebrew to get up off that Broadway, he gonna look at you and say, I remember when you was on the Broadway. He said, yeah, I know, man, but I heard. Ooh, I gotta get. I told you about you. I was on the Broadway, which I was. Man, you was at the first part. I know I was. You was buying eggs. You're right. Uh-oh. On the Broadway, you can eat pig for breakfast. You can eat pigs for lunch. You can eat swine flesh for dinner. You can wake up in the middle of the night and get you a little swine snack on Broadway. I'm trying to tell you what you can do. Because on Broadway, nobody bothers your dietary law. Everybody do what they want on Broadway. Snail. Frog. Raccoon. Possums. All that is fair game on Broadway. I'm doing a celebration in my house this week, and I asked everybody, I said, look, can you please just don't bring any pigs over for food? And no shellfish, and no scavengers for food. We want to eat clean. Ooh. Oh, ooh. I want to come over, but whew, no honey baked ham. No. Wait a minute, hold on. No bacon. So they just ain't coming. That's crazy. That's the Broadway. Let me get out your way. Watch this. The Broadway says anything go. But here's the thing. Verse 13. And many. Did you see it? This is for all of you who keep calling this church a cult. Because we ain't with the crowd. The many on here is going to hell.
Do you hear me?
The many is the cult. That's the trick of the devil. The many is the cult. They're the ones on their way to destruction. The many, the many, the many. Do you understand that? It was Noah and his family that was saved in the ark. The many died in the flood. It was just Abraham and Lot and his children that got out of Sodom and Gomorrah. The many died when God sent down fire and brimstone and tore up Sodom and Gomorrah and her two sister cities. You got to come out. I was on that road traveling with everybody else. And then Yahushua said, "Hey, Mom." I said, "Yes." Ooh, that's Yahushua talking. "Yes, Master. Go in that narrow gate." Hold on, I'm about to cry. Y'all do know, I'm talking about me now. I'm universal. I'm worldwide. Y'all do know that. Y'all don't know, but I'm worldwide. I done preached in Africa, Jamaica, every state in this union. I've done citywide revivals. I have done meetings where the crowd was so large, literally people were standing up to hear the word being preached. I'm talking about me. Limousine escorts from airport to hotel to the preaching spot. Only the finest of restaurants. They wouldn't even take us nowhere where the plate was less than $50, $60 a plate. I'm talking about what I lived for 20 years. I lived in the air. I lived in, most of the time when people called me to do meetings, they didn't put me in just a normal hotel. I had suites. You understand what I'm talking about? Corner suites. $300-$400 a night. Y'all not hearing me. I would be looking over bays and looking over water, looking at planes. I'm talking about me. I'm on this road with everybody else. Doing what everybody else is doing. And then y'all say, hey, yeah, go in that narrow gate right there. What way? That gate right there, that narrow gate. Wait, well, hold on, man. Hold on. You talking about losing everything I got? You talking about going through that gate right there? Yeah, you need to get off that Broadway. But you do know if I do that, they're going to talk about they get off that Broadway. I'm about to come back. I love you. You my son. Get off the Broadway. Well, where do you want me to go? Get through that narrow gate. Why is that gate narrow? He says it's narrow because it's hard. If you read Luke. Now, a narrow road, see, I'm from the country. That's right, I'm from the country. And back in the country, we didn't get the blacktop people. That's what we used to call them back in the day, blacktop, the pavement company. They didn't want to come out in the country. So a lot of times, the country road that we drove on was so rough and bumpy. Y'all, I'm trying to tell you what I know now. That folk would say, "I don't want to drive down that street." Why? Man, because there's so many potholes and it's so bumpy. And then they would actually say this, "And it's dark out there." And this is what they also used to say, "And the road is so narrow
that two cars can't hardly get down. I'm talking about what I lived. I'm not talking about what I heard. The narrow road looked like it's unkept, but Broadway, woo, that road is smooth. Goes on for miles. Look at that. Man, that's an 8-laner. You want me to get off this big, wide, wonderful, happy road that everybody is on and go through this little skinny gate with this little bitty narrow road with all these bumps and turns?
Yeah, I do. All right, tell me why. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto, help me somebody, y'all in here with me, to what? Life. Can you believe that all these people caught up in quote unquote this new modern Christianity are on their way to hell? That's hard to wrap your head around, ain't it? It's hard to think that they could be on a road to destruction when they are the overwhelming majority. They look like good, nice, law-abiding people. They got their Sunday morning vest on the Broadway. The only way that leads to life is the narrow way. What's the narrow way? It's the way of keeping Yah's commandments. Well, Pastor, I don't understand how you think you got in that narrow way and nobody else got in. How'd you get in? I'm glad you asked. The Bible says few. Bible said few be there that find it. Number one, most people aren't even looking for it. They're happy on the road they're traveling. But on the flip side, he said, few. Wait a minute. I thought they said if you few, you're cold. No. The few is life. It's the many that's the cold. Now, the reason why I read the rest of this passage to you is because I wanted to prove it in the reading part. Because he said, you better beware of these false prophets. These false prophets are on the Broadway telling you, come on, keep coming, y'all. Y'all doing good. Come on down. Come on, we're having a big old Easter party. We're having Halloween. Come on to my church. Come on. We're getting ready to have some trick or treat. Come on here, we got Easter egg hunting. We getting ready to have a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer dress-up party look-alike. Come on, come on. And guess what? Many are falling into the trap. Then they say, and when you get on this road, do whatever you want. What do you mean, do whatever I want? Oh yeah, you're saved. You're on the road, ain't you? Yeah. You see all these people? See the big old church? You see all this money we got, the budget? Oh, and by the way, you see Pastor Davis, he's meeting over in that little building over there. Now look at us. Look at him. And then you make your choice on which way you want to go. Look again. Look at us. 3,000 members. $3.5 million budget every quarter. Look at him in the Pinedale Community Center. Two roads. Where you going if you get hungry? Do they have money? We do. What if you need to pay your rent and you go to that church? They can't be before the building. Do you understand? You see how these false prophets will pull you and make you feel comfortable because they come like sheep. They're not sheep. Yahushua looked through it and said, they're not sheep. It's sheep's
clothes. It's not the way they look. It's not what they're using to draw and appeal to you that's important and what to be aware of. It's what's on the inside. Ravenous wolves.
But if you want to go down the narrow way, if you want to go down the Broadway, I mean, go on. Have fun. Skip to the loo, my darling. Just know one thing. When you get to the end of it, you'll be in hell. Just know that. Enjoy yourself on the road now. Smoke you some weed. Amen. Smoke you a little crack. Might as well. Do some robbing, some stealing. Make sure you still plan to have that little adulterous affair during Christmas. You know, hey girl, it's Christmas. I know you're going to give daddy a present. I know all that. Hey, go on. No, I get it. Go on, go on. Keep on. Keep on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep on. Keep on. Go ahead. Hey. Just know when you get finished with it, and your time is up, you will be in hell. Just know that it's going, it leads to destruction. Just know it. Just know it. The end is destruction. Now, those of us who walk in this narrow way, I got good news for you. The end of this way is life. Now, the beginning seems like death. You out here by yourself or a couple of friends. Everybody talking about you. Everybody calling you crazy. Folks don't want to come out to your house no more. Act like you got, oh, kids use the word cooties. Act like you got the cooties. Don't want to touch you. You're like, man, what's wrong with you? I heard you keeping the feast of Yahweh. Can't deal with that. I heard you call Yahweh Yahuwah, which is his Hebrew name. I can't deal with that. I heard you call Yahushua. You say Yahushua, you don't say Jesus. And I don't. I can't deal with you because, first of all, I'm going to deal with it. And what's this whole idea? Y'all ain't eating no pork over there? That's just, oh, hot. If it's between going to heaven and eating pork, honey, I'm going to hell then. I said, go ahead. Go on that road. But I heard the master say, no, turn in. Say what? Turn in. Where? Right there. Right there at that narrow gate. What gate? The gate that there's only one way, one truth, and one life. No man come to the Father except by me. I am the door. Come in here. Come right to me. When you come to me, watch this. You come into the Father because I'm the perfect representation of the Father. I'm the visible image of the invisible Father. In me dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. When you come by me, you will find yourself, watch this, imitating me, which what the, and that's what the Father wants. You come by me. When you come by me, you're going to do what I do. What does he do? He kept every feast. What does he do? He never ate unclean. What does he do? He shares the good news of the kingdom of his Father with the world. What does he do? What did he do? He gave himself a sacrifice for the sins of the world. And then you read in the quote unquote New Testament, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahuwah, you present your body a living sacrifice. I told him last night, I've already resolved it. I know what I'm doing here now. I'm suffering. so that one more person can get off that Broadway. Like I had to get off the Broadway. I had to apologize. And I'm still apologizing to you all for having taught you anything that was contrary to scripture that the Christian church had taught me. 20 years, some of y'all been with me, and we didn't celebrate Passover till 2 years ago or till last year. You don't think I have to apologize to y'all for that? I had a Bible. But thank y'all, woo, that before I took that dirt dust nap, grace came my way. And when grace, oh Lord, when grace came my way, I heard him say, come over of the broad road. Yes, yes. Go down the narrow way. And I'm so glad that I did. Oh, if mama don't go, I'm going anyhow. And if my daddy don't change, I'm going on anyhow. Yes, and if my wife don't go, I'm staying on that narrow way. And I love my son, and I love my three daughters, oh Lord. But if all of them stay on the Broadway, just know one thing, Daddy praying for you. But I'm staying on the narrow way. Why? Because he brought me too far. When I look back over my life, he brought me through every hurt, harm, and danger. He brought me, yeah, when I was all alone. I'm staying on the narrow way. Somebody say, how long? Well, I know that the road may be rough. And on the narrow way, the going gets tough. I'm through, but my shoulder caught on fire. And the hill are hard to climb. But I'm talking about me now. I started out a long time ago. You do know I've been preaching the gospel since I was 18 years old. I preached my first sermon February the 26th, 1984. And if I live to see it, yeah, this February, it'll mark my 30 years of telling the good news. And sometimes I was up, and sometimes down, sometimes right, and sometimes wrong. But I'm so glad, woo-hoo, I'm so glad he didn't bring me this far. The road might get rough, the going will get tough, the hill. hills would be hard to climb, but I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind, I've decided to make Yahoo my choice. I'm staying on that narrow way. Why? Because that's the road that he walked, and we ought to walk as he walked. He walked until it cost him his life. He walked until he was nailed to the cross. He walked until he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Well, what happened? Well, it looked like that the narrow way led to destruction. For there he is, hanging on the cross, while everybody else is walking around free. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But watch me now. He dies out on the cross. He dies out on the hill. Well, but 3 days later, do you want to know which way his road finally ended up? 3 days later, he got up from the dead with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And he said, "I am he that was dead, but am alive forevermore. Now just a few more days and I'm going to be gone on home. And when I go home and I have to sing my very last song, and one of these days I'm going to pray my very last prayer, and one of these days I'm going to read my very last verse, and one of these days I'm going to teach my very last lesson, and one of these days I'm going to preach my very last sermon." And somebody going to say, "Well, we don't know quite what to say about it, because it seemed like in the last days he started acting funny. In the last days he started keeping the feast. In the last days he stopped eating pig and swine flesh. In the last days he started talking about Yahushua and Yahweh and turning back to the Bible. We don't know what quite to say, because in his last days was no more Easter and no more Santa Claus. Every time we talked to him, he only had one thing to say: Yahweh, Yahushua, his laws, his commandments, his feast days. Follow him. That's the right path." Well, don't worry. Don't worry. Me, if you hear about my home going, don't worry about me. Don't make no excuses for me, for the end of this journey is life. Every head bowed and every eye closed, don't worry about me. The end of this journey, it leads to life. The Bible says, "Build your house on a rock." We build our houses all of our lives on the sinking sand of men's tradition. The Bible is the rock. The word of Yah is the rock. That's what he said in the text. He who hears my word. If you're here today and you're not saved, you can be saved. If you're here on the narrow way, on the broad way, you can get on the narrow way. But you gotta come in the gate. You can't choose how to get in. You got to come through the gates to get on the way. Heavenly Father, bless this church and bless those who've heard your word. Let them receive it in the spirit in which it was given to me. For your honor and glory. Amen. Listen, ain't but one way to heaven. It's the narrow way.
Very few people will find it. Just be glad you found it. Just be glad you found it. So, Pastor, what do you mean? You mean, listen, if you really care about your cousin, your friends, your associates, get them out of Babylon. Get them off the narrow way. I mean, get them off the broad way. Get them on the narrow way. Get them off of that broad way. Get them on the narrow way. The Revelation said, come out from among her. Why? Because when I destroy her, if they are still with her, they're going to die with her. This country is going under. I know you don't believe me. You don't have to believe me. It's true. If you think you got salvation in this government, keep on. They already cutting welfare. Can I tell y'all that? This universal health care thing is by design to control the masses of people here. The jobless rate, unemployment, as well as low wages and low wage jobs are at an all-time high. For the first time, we have what's called, officially, we have a working poor. People with good jobs are poor. You cannot sustain a country like that. You can't do it without a middle class. It's over for America. You keep thinking this country will save you. It's already over. The Titanic hit an iceberg. That's what they say. I don't believe nothing no more, but that's what they say. Y'all remember that movie? Did you see the movie? And this boat was still floating. They hit the iceberg, and the boat was still floating. The engineer, I need to speak to the captain. Captain was sitting down with his friends. They're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Captain, they ain't talking to you. Yeah. We hit iceberg. I don't know. Go ahead and fix it. Captain, you don't understand. The ship is sinking. This is what he said. This is the Titanic. She can't sink. And he said, I built the ship. And I assure you, she can't sink. The Titanic is going down. Do you know what the crazy people started doing? The band started playing. Do you understand me? We don't want to alarm the people on board. Y'all watched the movie. It was a documentary movie. And they couldn't believe it. So for 2 hours, they continued on a sinking ship just because of what they didn't believe it was sinking. And then when it finally started going down, they started running for the lifeboats. And folk was getting killed because they were trying to get on a boat. And one class could get on the other class. Because y'all saw it. This country is going down. And I hate to be the one to tell you, she ain't coming back up. And guess who's going to be on the lifeboats? The haves. And guess who is going to be the one sunk in the sea? That whole huge working poor class. It's going to happen. So what kind of person are you going to be in these last days? So it ain't going to happen to us. Okay, keep thinking that. Rome is gone. Greece is gone. Go to Egypt. Jupiter is left. Gone. Most of y'all don't even know where Babylon is. You don't think that can happen here? Of course it can. And it's going to.
How many states? 15 states have legalized homosexual marriage. In a nation that they say, under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. You gotta get out of here before it's too late. You do it by studying and staying with the book. Most of you all won't live to see this. Some of you all will. I probably won't. But you know, one day we're going back home to our homeland.
Amen.
And for the young people who may be around when the call comes, listen, go. Because there's going to be some kind of call. It's going to be like all the Hebrews that are here, that are descendants of slaves, we're going back. You have an opportunity, if you want to go back to the Holy Land. We've got some tents and some houses and some government, whatever, set up for y'all. If you want to leave this country, you can go now. When y'all hear that call, I might be dead and gone. If you're young and you hear the call, remember Pastor said, go back home. Go home. Go to your homeland. Because that might be the only time that Yah gives you to get out of here before he tears this thing up. Just go. Because America's not your home. This is the land of our captivity. All right. Uncle Neville, let's see what our offering was. Listen, I'm only going to try to make budget. So please don't look at me like, why do you always do that? You already know we make the budget. I'm good. So it's like one of those things that happen every Sunday. Y'all should see your faces. Please, you didn't pay your tithe. You might not make it. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Is everybody just broke? Or are you lying? We have to at least make $1,000. We didn't make $1,000. Bow your head, please. Lord, how can I help this church? That should be our prayer. How can I personally help my church? Let's do good. Let's do the best we can. Heavenly Father, anyone who gives in this offering, especially those who are having difficulties with money, I'm going to ask you, just based on, I'm going to ask that you will bless them just like you bless those people in the Bible who gave sacrificially by supplying, in one case, bread that never ran out, oil that was never diminished, but whatever it is, I ask your blessings in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Let us try to get closer. What we need to continue.